Blog Talk Radio.
When do I... Hello, welcome to the Diva of Dual and our 46th podcast. Welcome to everyone. Please join us in the chat room if you like. As I posted in the summary of what we're going to be talking about, we'll be talking about the non-events of the last week of Dave. And we can also talk about Tom Cassiello's interview the other night. That was a blast. And really anything else you guys want to talk about. I know AMC and One Life to Live got some good news this week, so we can talk about that too, or whatever else your heart's desire. And we've got Mary Ann.
Hi, everyone.
Mary Ann, are you there? And yes. Madeline.
Hello.
Filling in. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Madeline. And I'm Anna, filling in for the Diva. So we're going to, I guess, get going. What did you did you guys watch the show? Let's start with that.
I just got done watching Friday's show just a couple of minutes ago. So. And the only good part was when all the DeMeros were in, I guess, Race 2 is exposed now to everybody. And to
yeah.
Silver. And the
did
best
anyone
part
have
was
flashbacks?
Sammy come in and slugged EJ twice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was good.
That was good. There's that love-hate relationship there, though. There's that,
yes,
you know,
love,
still there.
Passion.
Yeah. Yes, yes. She can't. The one
we
thing
just
I
need
didn't
to have
like,
makeup sex.
Yeah, the one thing I didn't like, and I don't know where this came from, Bo is now telling EJ that he could be charged with rape because this guy had sex with Sammy and wasn't consensual because she would have never had sex with him if she would have known it was. Are you kidding me? If she sat stupid and didn't know that that was her husband, okay, she was enjoying every minute of it. There's no way that can be rape. Where do these writers come up with this stuff?
And the fact that they
and
mentioned the R word.
Charge.
Sorry.
EJ
if they're going to charge
EJ wasn't
EJ
anywhere
with rape.
Near her.
If they're going to
oh,
charge
God.
EJ with rape, they have to charge Sammy with first degree murder.
Murder, right. Or accessory to rape, I guess is maybe how Bo
yeah.
put it for EJ, accessory to rape.
You know, she,
and then
he
charge
knows.
Rape.
He knows that Sammy shot EJ in the head, and they're hiding
yeah.
it. And they're going to turn
right,
around.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah. That's the Brady MO. That's what he said about the Demira MO, you know, switching or brainwashing and making a double. He said, that's the Demira MO.
Well,
the Brady
you know,
MO
it's not
is
not the Brady
hiding.
MO. Yeah. It's the Dina Hingley MO.
MO, yeah.
It's, you know, let's make everybody as slimy as possible.
Exactly.
Right.
I just.
So anyway,
ugh.
That was the. If anything was good about the show, was that little confrontation with all of them, but the rest of it was. This week wasn't that great, I didn't think.
Well, did anyone have. Being that we're DeMiro lovers, did anyone have flashbacks to Tony and Andre in the sword fight, only not in a good way, when the two Wraiths showed up? I thought, if they whip out a sword, I'm going to get pissed.
Nothing about Wraith 1 and Wraith 2 has brought back
I know, well, I know, but I'm saying that sarcastically.
Not even, it's not,
I said that sarcastically.
Not even.
As well,
there's
the way
no,
Teo did it.
No
yeah.
The only yeah. thing that happens when I watch Wraith 1 and Wraith 2 is to roll my eyes and go, who the hell thought these two could play two different roles? Because they're not playing two different roles. They're playing one role with two different people and shoving it so that we have to put up with this. I mean, it's so obvious it's the same person.
Yeah.
The acting is just, it's just so beyond awful. I didn't see Friday's show, but I saw some of Thursday's, and it's just like, you know, you see one and the other, and it's not to mention they're both stupid. Why the hell would Wraith 2 go back to the DeMere Mansion?
Hey, we can't say he doesn't have range. It's Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. Yeah, and even that.
Which
even
one's
that
dumber?
Makes,
let's see.
You know,
I think Rafe might be the dumber one.
Oh, and it was great when Taylor walked in. She says, "Oh God, there's two of you." I said, "Oh gosh." That's the way she says. She says, "Oh no, there's two of you." I said, "Yeah, we all feel your pain, Taylor."
Yeah.
We all said the same thing.
Yeah. We've been saying
but she
that
still
for
doesn't believe
now.
EJ had nothing to do with it. Like, well, she does. She's proposing to love this man. She knows nothing about him. No.
Well, I mean, like you mentioned, I love it. I mean, even though I love EJ and Sammy, I haven't always been any Jammy fan, but I really do like them together. But I loved how she punched him and everything because, you know, usually we always, you know, hope that something follows, makeup sex follows. But I mean, that part was good, I guess, with Sammy coming in like that. But it wasn't anything like the whole reveal thing fell kind of flat to me. I know that was supposed to be like the culmination of all these months, and it wasn't really like that to me. I don't know. In fact, I kind of felt like, don't you kind of feel like Stefano, I mean, we already know that they've emasculated the Demiras in so many ways, but I just felt like they were not the power players in that scene. I mean, I liked that Sammy was being, you know, stronger, but they just seemed so weak. And I thought, these are not Demiras. I mean, what in the heck? Where are the real Demiras? Are they down in the basement as well?
The real Demiras. Yeah.
Yeah. Where are they? Are they going to come back
yeah,
to Pembroke?
What they do to them. Yeah.
Well, we're right back where we were when, you know, we had Andre in Iraq in 2005. That's about how it was.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't allowed to really hurt anybody.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
He was just so much better than this Rafe, you know.
You know, all he gets to do is talk big and then nothing happens. And they don't ever get that you can't do that on the show because it's so stupid. Because then you get to the reveal part and it that's what happens. It's just like there's nothing to back it up and make it exciting.
Hmm.
And it's even less exciting knowing that Sammy and the Bradys won because they shouldn't be winning. Nobody should be winning any of this shit. I mean, how are they any better than the Demiras? They're, you know, just a
right, because they're covering up Sammy's murder.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they're covering up for Sammy. Yeah.
Everybody on this show they've made everybody on this show, you know, not only, I mean, even they're all bad. None of them are fun. There's no fun to it.
Yeah, so. You know, at least, like, even not to bring the comparison again, but since it happened in Demira Mansion, I just kind of, I kind of had that. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, no, please, nobody pick up a sword. There's no way they can compete with Andre and Tony.
Right.
But that's what I meant by a flashback. It was like, okay, you know, this sounds a lot like, didn't Andre or Tony come in the side door like the other Rafe did or something? It was like, oh, no, please don't make it. But the thing of it is, we had
like
Bart.
That.
We had, it kind of was. I mean, even though it was not, it was poorly executed, it wasn't anything like when Taylor was playing. But it just fell flat to me.
Oh, it's kind of reminiscent of that. They're copying. Like, she couldn't come up with a better storyline than that.
Yeah,
she's taking
bits
and little pieces, elements of it.
That's what I thought. I felt
near
like they
good,
were trying to copy that without it being nearly as good. But,
right,
I mean,
exactly.
You guys mentioned the comedy. It's like, yeah, I mean, at least we had Bart for, I mean, when you think about it, back then, you know, we had Anna was funny, Bart was funny, you know, we had that comic relief, and now, and Steve was funny when we, you know, 2007 when they were trying to get into the Demira Mansion and all that stuff, and it's like we don't have any of that now, and it's just...
I don't want to bring that one up because at least that was written by different writers. But how about Stefano and Kate's wedding? That was the last. Well, Victor's wedding was probably the last amusing event I can remember.
Yeah, that was amusing. And Kate's wedding.
Yeah,
was amusing.
Those were great.
Yeah.
I only
those
saw
are right.
That.
Yeah.
I saw the whole. I saw the whole Stefano and Kate wedding, and that was really the last time I can remember they did, you know, a decent job with a whole bunch of characters, especially Daenerys, and made it funny. But there was what they don't get is there was real angst in the situation. There's no angst in this situation. There's zero.
We want both the Wraiths dead. We want both of them.
Yeah, we want both of them dead.
Cares?
Yeah. Yeah, we don't care
somebody
about either one. That's the point.
Somebody give a sword and slice both of them in half. Oh,
unless at least we cared about Tony, you know.
Well,
he,
yeah.
And on, I even cared about Andre. I like Andre.
There are viewers I know who are cheering Sammy, socking EJ in the face.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
All the Lumi fans who feel like he's had this coming for a long, 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 long time. And, yeah, he has. They've made him into a total jerk. But to have her do it after she shot him in the head and got off, it's just like took all the punch away from me. Yeah, he's been a jerk.
Yeah.
But he's not the only one being a jerk, number one. This was Stefano's big idea. And Stefano's going to turn around and disown him? I want someone to explain that to me because I'm just like...
Yeah, I haven't seen that part
I've heard
yet.
This.
Where he says that.
Well, apparently he does it on Monday or next week.
Why did
but
he disown him? Stefano was behind the whole thing, too.
Why is Stefano getting to turn around and disown anybody? This was all his idea. And even if EJ had said no, he would have gone ahead and done it anyway. It's Stefano. I don't get where EJ is suddenly the complete jerk in the situation. All by himself.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's, you know, what I wanted somebody to say so badly, though, even as much as I loved it when Sammy punched EJ, what I wanted somebody to say is, now, just a few short. I was really hoping that, like, he could be useful for at least once, and fake Rafe or faux Rafe or Rafe Dose or whatever we're calling him, or dumber Rafe. I was really hoping that he would say, "Wait, aren't you the one that got on my ass for teaching Johnny how to fight when some kid was making fun of his calling him Cyclops at school?
Oh,
you got on
yeah.
my ass and were like, hey, violence is not the answer. I don't want my son raised that way, blah, blah, blah." Another example of Sammy living in
Johnny should have walked in. Johnny should have walked in the room and said, "But Mom, you told me not to hit people."
I know. Perfect. Oh, I would have loved
that. He was in the house up in, he was there. Like, but Mommy, didn't you tell me it was wrong?
That never, ever happened. I mean, it's like when John was on trial for murdering Tony. Did anybody step up and go, well, you know, to some degree, you did deserve this. You went and slept behind, you know, her husband's back in their house. What the hell? Do you think he wasn't going to be pissed off and that wasn't a totally hypocritical thing to do and then turn around and say he's the bad guy? That never happens with the good guys on this show. They get to do whatever they want and turn around
it's
and say they're the good guys. That's the part that really irritates me. And I hope the new writers are paying attention to that you cannot turn the good guys. You know, I know you want to make them interesting, but that's not the only way to make them interesting. Roman Brady used to be interesting because they paid attention to making him, a character, and they didn't have to make him a hypocrite to do it. I know this was years ago, not Roman now. Speaking of
we know they're all hypocrites really to one degree or another, but I just thought that was so, like,
The Bradys used to be an interesting family, but they weren't hypocrites. I wasn't hoping for Stefano to win, ever. I liked him a lot as a character. He was probably the most complicated person on the show. But I never hoped that he'd, you know, that he'd win. You know,
yeah.
when Romy gets shoved off the cliff, it's I still cry when I see that scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never ever wanted Stefano to win.
Oh, that's right.
From the late 90s.
Yeah,
oh,
good...
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, for them to turn me
they were so
from hating
so
Kristen's guts, you know, because she was the most pitiful character ever, into wanting to see her get one over on Donna Marlena, of all people, that says you did something wrong with the writing. You did something wrong with the character. You know, you're ruining the heroes. It's sad. All because
we saw how fast the Brainers were ready to cover up all this stuff a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It's like they were all trying to cover up for Brady for beating up
Bo's.
They didn't even bat an eyelash. There wasn't even a scene where Bo's like conflicted. It's just like, okay, everybody be quiet when they just go away.
Yeah. Really.
Speaking of Brady, did we have any
speaking of Brady
this week? I don't think we saw.
Yeah, did you see Nicole? As soon as she's in trouble, she calls Brady and he comes running.
I know. I love it.
Yes. Oh, she's so funny when she's drunk. Yeah, that she.
I love it. She plays the
best
drunk.
Yeah, that was funny. She does.
I love seeing her, but having her being drunk and letting Rafe number two go, that pissed me off too.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry.
Not that
I don't part of me kind of liked it, because she really hasn't gotten a whole lot of comeuppance for some of the crap she's pulled, but I still don't like making her character stupid. I'm tired of them making every character stupid, personally. But.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and, you know, another thing, thinking back to that scene, or the big reveal of the two Wraiths, blah, blah, blah. Another reason why that didn't really work is because the whole focal point was on Taylor learning all this information about EJ. Oh, shocking, he's a bad guy. Oh, shocking, he's lied to me. Shocking, he's... We don't freaking care. Taylor can just, you know, whatever.
But she still believes he didn't do it.
Well,
she wasn't even that shocked.
I will give them credit, at least, and I've said this before, at least when they did the Parker reveal, that actually was a really good episode, in my opinion. And the reason I thought it was good was that everybody had a stake in it. Almost every player in that scene, in those scenes, had a stake in it one way or the other. And as much as they dragged it out for months on end, and I hated that part, at least there was real emotion and real, you know, even if it was hypocritical. But with this, it's like, we don't care. We don't care about Taylor. We, you know, who cares if she finds out all this? She's such an idiot anyway. I mean, she's so in love with him when she doesn't even know him. You know, it just, I don't know. It just, and
the other thing
is the
Parker reveal is that as much, and I don't like Chloe at all. Come on, you know me. But Chloe sleeping with Philip, it wasn't. Yeah, she chose to sleep with him, but Vivian screwed with all of them. She really did.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah,
you know,
it wasn't
completely a hypocritical situation. There was the angst was actual angst, you know, for all the characters.
Right.
But there's no angst here.
No. That was supposed to be the big, I mean, Taylor was basically the focal point. When you think about it, it was all being seen through her eyes. All of this was being revealed for her benefit or for her detriment, for her reaction, in a way. That's at least the way I came to see it, anyway, towards the end.
Well, yeah,
that was
the big thing, because
you know,
she hadn't known yet.
She's processing that one of them killed her mother and all this other stuff. But... for that to work, people have to care what Taylor thinks.
Right.
And not be hoping that she just doesn't eat and maybe she wastes away or something, or gets hit by a limo.
What I want to know, though, is since she was supposed to be the focal point of this, what was the purpose of having her come and be this, you know, be EJ's, you know, whatever, be all and end all love affair, if this is how they're going to end it? What was the point?
I don't know. I guess now she's going
to
leave.
The beginning to end was stupid, and it didn't.
Do we have any idea when that character's last air date is? I mean, I have nothing against Tamara Braun, but the character just is awful. And the relationship with EJ, whether you're jammy or not.
I kind of get the impression a lot of the last air dates will be about the end of the middle of September. Sadly, not soon
enough.
Yeah, because
that's when all the newer people are coming out.
I know Marlene said that August 19th, would be the day. I don't know if they're all going to get wrapped up in one day or what, but she said something about that's when the wrap-up of the old stories happens or something. So I don't know if that means that they're going to be like just like that, you know, like when Dina first took over, everything was just like that. Oh, everything's resolved just like that.
Because,
you know, I'm really kind of
so,
hoping.
Because it sounds like they rewrote about 2 weeks worth of episodes to some degree. So
right.
I don't think it's just going to be like a dream or something, although I wish it would be, because
we're wishing it's a dream, you know, make it all go away.
I can't imagine how they're going to fix this so that it's interesting, but I'm also of the opinion after hearing who's coming back and that I'm not sure I'm going to be all that crazy about what they're going to do.
Well,
can we talk about that?
I'm not crazy about Carrie and Austin. Only Carrie was it. Maybe Anna could come back. Other than that, Carrie and Austin bore me to death.
Yep.
But the chance of Carrie Finn, Roman, maybe.
It is Patrick Muldoon. That's something.
Which is better.
But,
maybe that'll be better with Patrick Muldoon.
But
that's true.
Carrie
I did like
Austin,
them together better.
Carrie Austin, and I love Jack, but I don't think these writers are going to let him do anything other than be an idiot again. I hope I'm wrong, because Jack and Jennifer can't be bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
Donna Marlena.
I have this terrible feeling. There's nothing suggesting that Galen Gehring is going anywhere.
I think he's staying.
I kind of like to think they're keeping him so they can make him bad, but from everything Ken Corday has said era that both of these writers are from, I think the Damaros are going to stay the villains. So I just see,
Well, they need a villain, so they got to keep the Damaros.
I just see not so much the storylines from the early 90s playing out again, but the same sort of dynamic.
The same,
you know.
Yeah, same kind.
The Bradys are perfect, even though they're hypocrites. The Namirs are bad people who do stupid shit for no reason, I guess. Although at least in the 90s,
they were doing
things, but not really things like, you know, found believable either. But still, I if they're going to make them villains, at least make them believable villains. That would be nice.
Yeah.
But I'm really not not crazy about the whole, you know, the Damaros are bad because of their DNA and the Bradys are all good. I'm just not interested. No matter how much
the Bradys
they
aren't
put
all good.
In it,
they,
it's
know,
still
not.
Predictable. You still get to the same end. You know, and doing it over and over and over, and it's just not interesting.
Well,
after
we're hoping
a while.
For the best with the new writers. That's why I'm. You know,
I am.
Yeah,
I'm hoping I'm wrong.
And
Todd, I really
and
do.
As Tom said the other night, Tom, oh, that was such a fun interview. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
he was.
Afterwards,
I got
he was
to
a
listen
blast.
To it last night. It was great.
Oh, cool. He's wonderful.
Yeah, he was so
He's such
great.
A great storyteller. Duh, he's a writer. But you know what I mean? He's like,
right.
I just could sit and laugh. He's like, oh, I know I'm going on and on. I'm like, no, I love it. I'm loving every minute of it.
He was a wealth of information. It was just, oh, gosh.
Oh,
or,
fascinating.
Yeah.
I finally got to ask questions of a writer that I've always wanted to know a few things about. You know, it was really interesting mm-hmm. to learn more about it and everything and just get his perspective on things. And he was just fun. I just really enjoyed it. That time flew by, definitely. But he made the comment that the best time, you know, the best scripts are usually, you know, when the new writers come in and they're getting to do their own material.
I heard
him
say that.
For a variety of reasons. I mean, anytime when you start a new job, you've got new energy, you're stimulated in a new way, and you're excited, you want to come in and show that the previous guy didn't know what they were doing, you know, all of that. So that makes sense from a human nature standpoint, as well as technically and in other ways. So let's just hope that this all starts out with a bang. I mean, personally, I'm not a big fan of Marlena,
I'm not a big fan of Ken Corday's version of romance. I've seen his version of romance. We've been watching it.
Let's hope that they learn from this.
Rafe for 2 years now, and it bores the hell out of me. And I've seen his version of romance over the years. It's not my version.
No, maybe we can campaign that, like, it's like
Tony and Anna know how to do romance.
If Carrie comes back, Carrie needs
to
be curious about. I mean, it would be stupid.
Where's her
if
mom?
Carrie, I mean, of course, doesn't want to know, like, what happened to her mom. If she starts snooping around and maybe Jennifer gets involved, I don't know. But it's like somehow they've got to figure that out. And so if they don't talk about it, we need to be campaigning to get Anna in the picture.
Well, I'd
and
like to campaign,
with Anna
like,
and Tony.
I'd like to know first that these are not writers that are going to do exactly what Riley did, because then I don't want them back. I don't want Tony and Anna to come back and have these writers do what the last writers just did to them.
Yeah, well, they need their own storyline about
fathers. I
don't
think it's a good thing that Tony did get killed off when he did, because I can only imagine what Dina would have done to the character. Oh, my God, look what she's done to EJ.
Well, it all happened when, Ed Scott was going in the right direction with them.
Well, and Hogan.
Yeah.
Even with Higley there.
Hogan, that's his
Hogan was, too.
In the 1980s.
Well, and Tom. He wanted to give them more of a story and everything with Tony and Anna and Kate and Roman. But
did anybody
ask
Tom? Because I didn't hear the whole thing. But did anybody ask him? Because he was saying that he wrote the beginning of New John. So I kind of wonder if he wrote the first two sets of Anna and Tony scenes that we saw at the beginning of 08. The one where they break up at the pub, where they come back from there.
I don't know. He didn't mention that
specifically.
I don't know.
Well, if
you know
the beginning of...
He didn't do the island scene, I know.
He didn't do that one,
No.
But he did do the quad. He did do the pub scenes with Tony and Anna and Kate and Roman. And he wanted to go further with that, so
Nobody asked him if he wrote Andre as the clown.
Oh, forgot about that. Oh,
yeah.
Dang. I wish I'd been able to come. I think I would have remembered.
Oh,
that.
Yeah, that was.
We did ask him what he thought his best ones were, but he was hot if he did that. He would have said
like John's funeral.
John's funeral is what he said.
Yeah,
he wrote John's funeral and Phil's wedding, and the only part of the show wedding I cared about was when Marlena went to see Stefano. That part was really cool. And
when who went to see Stefano?
For a wedding for a couple I didn't really care about, it was actually really pretty.
Oh,
Marlena,
when Marlena went, Marlena went,
He talked about that,
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, I don't know. So, back to Brady for a second.
I just can't get that shirtless
picture out of my mind. No, but what? Now I know what Mal is going to say about this, but I don't know what to think about when he said he had an epiphany about Melanie or whatever. And, of course, Dario hears, and Dario comes over. We don't care about Dario. We know. But, I mean, do you think they're trying to – I mean, I know they've had some scenes where there was some
romance. Sounds like they're going there.
But
huh?
Actually,
it sounds like they want to go there.
Either Soap Opera Digest or Soap Opera Weekly, they had a thing either last week or the week before where Brady is torn between Melanie between Dario and Brady, or Brady is torn between Nicole and Melanie. And it was just, I looked at the title and rolled my eyes and closed the window because it was just like, no, don't even go there. You'll just
he still belongs with Nicole. He does. He still belongs with Nicole.
I want to know what the hell this actress has done that they want to stick her with people who are, you know, her older brother type, not her. I'm sorry. Why are they sticking her with these people? Why the hell? Well, at least Dario is the right age. Why Brady and Phillip?
And Nathan was too. You know, they were cute together, Nathan. You know,
because Nathan was such a wimp.
Yeah, he was like Lucas. He was like Lucas. Kind of was a Lucas character. So I would love the Lucas to come back, but they got to make him, you know, not such a wimp if he does come back, I hope. Get the Demira side on.
Yeah,
I'd
love for Lucas
Maybe
to come back.
Get the Demira. He's not a Horton. I don't know.
I wish that Lucas would come
back. If they bring him
back
as a Demira, you can bet your bottom dollar he'll end up like Peter.
What I would love is Lucas to come back and for Lucas to actually figure out that Rafe's really evil underneath it all. Like, I mean, because this whole time it's been like, oh, Rafe's the good guy and Rafe Dos is the bad guy. But I think it would be interesting for Lucas to come back because he knows Sammy. He has this history with Sammy and everything. They have a kid together, two kids together. I wish that he could come back and see through Rafe and then, you know, end that relationship. Not that they'd necessarily get together, but just as a friend more than anything, just see right through it. But I don't know.
Maybe he could go back and make Rafe a bad guy. Remember his wife got killed? Somehow, and that was a mystery behind. She was in this accident. Maybe he really killed her.
The only way I want Rafe to have a backstory is if it makes him evil. Otherwise, I couldn't care less.
They never fully explained that.
And remember,
not going to do it justice. So you know why?
Well, and remember, they're saying that Quinn's character's last name is Hudson, which is Emily Hudson was Rafe's sister. So maybe this is her half brother or something coming back to seek vengeance or something. I don't know.
Pretending to be Vivian.
And who's this father? Some Australian guy. He's going to come in. You know, like who's his dad? I don't know.
I hope they come up with something for him because I mean he's just slimy now too. And
yeah,
he's good looking.
He could be a good gray character. You know, just make him a little better. I don't know. Because I kind of like him.
We have him play
No,
that.
I mean, he has potential.
We have
just
to keep
story
him.
Potential. Do you think he's kind of feeling a little bad for Chloe? He's kind of feeling a little, you know what I mean? I don't know. I just think he's feeling a little.
I don't know. But, you know, I hope that they get him out. I hate the story that he's in. I mean, I like the scene with him and Vivian. I mean, those are pretty good. But I just hate the whole smarmy.
Together to get Carly. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Except for we don't even. See, my thing is, though,
we know
care
Carly's
about
leaving
Carly.
Anyway.
Yeah. And see, that's kind of the problem they ran into after the Parker reveal is they had this great reveal. And then a few weeks later, we find out that almost all the actors that are involved in that storyline, Keith Sterling, are leaving in a few months.
Right.
So it's like, who cares, you know? But so now we're kind of in that mode where this summer, not only are we stuck with the old writer's stories, which suck and have sucked for several months.
Get worse by the day.
But we also know that certain people are leaving, mercifully, in some cases, so that we know that not only do we not want to invest because it sucks, but on top of it, we don't even care about the characters because we want them gone anyway.
And it's not like I haven't tried, but I swear, every time I see a new spoiler, it gets worse. Like Brady and Melanie. And And Stefano,
you know, it's like I haven't even been reading.
Well, maybe that's
going to,
maybe that's some of the rewrite.
And,
you know, maybe
whole,
that'll be
and
rewritten.
And the whole BS. I mean, I read the article with Stefano. You know, is going to is telling EJ that he's, you know, going to he's dead to him, and Chad is the only one. And then the next day he turns around.
Oh, remember the last time he said you're dead to me? That happened to Tony. We said, oh God, EJ's next. No.
You know, this show, I can see them stupid enough to kill off EJ and leave us with Stefano.
No.
I don't like
No.
But I just, their decisions are just so asinine. I don't get what the hell they're thinking.
Well,
I know I'm giving them a lot of crap
I mean, I know it won't be perfect. It never is, and it's never going to be, and it's never going to be as good as we had it when we were younger, and the writing was really, really good. But, I mean, I'm hoping that the new writers inject some sanity into the scripts and some character-based stories, and I'm hoping that they reach back to history so that we can recognize the characters again, you know. I mean, I know that's a lot to ask, but, you know, it would be nice if that could happen. So I'm hopeful. I'm, you know, cautiously optimistic, we'll put it, and trying to stick it out for the summer, trying to watch at least some of the episodes, even though I know it's only going to get worse for a little bit until, you know. I don't know. Well, hey, did you guys read somewhere, and again, I'm not really a big Marlena, I used to be a Marlena fan in the early 80s, but I'm not anymore, really, but but I heard that Deidre was going to be making a big announcement tomorrow. Did anyone else hear about that?
Oh, yeah. She tweeted about it today.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Is it on the TV Guide network?
She's
going to
announce that she's coming back, the Erin Drake
coming back.
Because,
yeah.
That's what.
We have
to
make a big deal about it.
Yeah, of course.
Not that I'm not.
I mean,
not like it's a big surprise, Deidre. We know already. Yeah, they're not making like this big surprise. You know, we know.
My thing is, I hope it's new John that comes back and not old John. I loved new John. I thought he was so funny. And you know, now that I know that Tom comes,
no, because he got his memory back before he left.
Oh, but he was so funny.
If they write him as new John.
If
he
I
got
just,
his memory
I
back.
Just really, so
no,
but
he
still,
doesn't come back
as
new John.
I hope he's
that
a.
Part
I hope
of
he's
the
a
rush job they did to get them off.
Hopefully
screen,
he's a
honest.
Hybrid. Hopefully he
and
saves some of new John's sarcasm.
I'm sure Drake would like to come back as new John.
Well,
I'm thinking.
I know he would.
I think he enjoyed
Kenny
playing.
Kenny is doing this to get viewers back. J&M fans are not going to come back.
Of course,
new John. They did nothing.
Yeah,
but
I know, but I would watch it.
I always like John. I'm a John fan, so.
I love John, but I mean,
I love
Drake.
Just
annoyed with John and Marlena towards the end, and so it was like,
the other thing is,
John
they
back.
Can bring back,
like the
they 80s. Can bring back John and Marlena, and they can bring back Carrie and Austin, and that'll last about a month unless they really do something with them. If they're coming back,
well, we'll have to see. I mean, we really—they're trying to
how they
be
write
secretive
them.
About it. So let's see how it
if
goes.
They're gonna—if they're bringing them back and they prop Rafe, I'm not going to bring ratings. I'm sorry, I cannot see. Yeah, J&M fans will be happy to have them back for about 2 seconds until they go running off at the mouth about how wonderful Rafe is. And have to
well,
share scenes.
You know, we'll just have to see. We'll have to see how it goes. I don't know.
Not that I,
but,
you know, it's possible, but I just don't. Yeah. I don't see that being very possible. Bringing in a lot of ratings. Did you guys see the ratings for last week? They don't count, sadly.
Sure, no.
Sadly, they don't count. But the only day that they actually showed a full episode, apparently, the ratings was 1.3.
Are you serious?
For those to be the ratings that do count, because I think it's going to get that bad.
Wow. Wow. That's sad.
1.3. And, of course, the funniest part is
rooting
every
for
time
show,
I see the ratings go further, I hear the same old crap. It's like, oh, this is because. You know, it's either because, depending on which fan base you're in. Mm-hmm. Either because of Rafe or Ize.
Yeah,
either because there's too much of
the show has a lot more problems. The show has a lot more problems than Rafe and EJ's issues. But I had heard that it was going to get worse before it got better, and I'm just hoping that, you know, that things will turn around. I know they won't be perfect. I'm not expecting perfection. I'm not even going to set myself up for that. I'm practicing the art of revised expectations. But we'll see. I wish them the best. I hope. I mean, I don't want Days to go off the air. I mean, I hope that they can pull it together.
Yeah, that's all. I just don't want it to go off the air, you know?
Yeah. That'll be.
I don't want it to get 1.3 either.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
About ladies, so they can't go off the air. So we won't have our diva days of our lives. So.
Unless they realize that, you know, they can't, I don't know.
Well.
They're having a hard time knowing what to do with the people who are on and bringing in new people, and they don't know what to do with the people they've got. Makes me a little worried.
Yeah, well. I guess I'm cautiously optimistic. I got to be optimistic somewhat because otherwise, what's the point? So,
yeah.
But I mean, I am from the things that I have heard. Some of them sound pretty good. So I'm just gonna hope that things come around.
Things you've heard about?
Huh?
You're gonna share? Don't tell us that.
No.
Yes,
I'm not sharing
with Meanie.
Hey, let's was that Susan Banks?
Maybe F. Not on the air now.
No. Right. After the show. No.
Right.
Okay. So, Save Jack and Jennifer, of course, is in the chat room. So, what are we thinking about Daniel and Jennifer this week? Man. Oh. Daniel and Jennifer.
I haven't watched.
I can't even stand the look. I didn't even watch their scenes. I fast forwarded.
Well,
I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand her talking to Abby and bad mouthing. You know, she wanted to give Daniel for Carly, and I'm like, oh, go away, Jennifer. No.
I know. Seriously.
We don't
care about Carly. Who cares? I mean, honestly. And then her whole doping story is stupid. I don't know, just awful.
Yeah.
But Daniel's moping around because Jennifer won't go out of town with him on a long weekend. And
I
mean, you know. Maybe she's moping around because she lost her non-skid socks or something. I'm sure somebody new will come to the ER sometime soon.
Yeah, you'll
find
somebody.
To someone else.
Yeah, sad for him. He's had nobody to grope lately.
I know.
The only person who seems to be going through his ER is EJ.
Don't even go there. Don't give the writers any ideas on that one.
EJ and
stay
Lucas.
Away from Teal. Don't put on that hospital gown.
EJ and Lucas got along pretty well.
Oh, yeah, they were funny. They were funny.
They had a.
I like EJ and Philip, too, but we never got any, practically any.
Oh, I wish JKJ would come back. I miss him.
Oh, I was going to say, don't you miss him? I was just thinking about him. Don't you miss him?
He finally was allowed to get his hair cut. He looks so hot, and then he leaves. I was so bummed.
Yes, yeah.
Of course, I love having Justin and Adrian back. That's nice. And
oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, Kate's not on enough. I was like, you blink and you miss her. I'm getting sick of that. I want to.
Yeah, why wasn't
Kate
she? Could have been there.
I mean, We don't even get to see Kate and Stefano together. Now, one thing I will say is I know one day.
When's she going to find out?
Wait a minute, because one day I remember Lauren tweeting that she was at the Demansion with Bo, Hope, you know, in the Demir.
Oh, she might walk in,
and I was
like,
some trouble going down in the Demir, in the Demansion. So I don't know, unless they, you know, unless they change the script.
Or I don't
know
how long ago that was.
Maybe next week she'll walk in and she's going to come home.
It was a couple of months ago. Because I knew it was going to, I placed it sometime this summer. So I don't know, but who knows? Maybe they've changed the script since then.
Well, I thought something was coming down the thing that EJ and Stephanie were going to get arrested or something. So I don't think
things
over.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't even want to imagine what's coming. But
I don't know. But now the Johnnies, I have to say, my favorite part. And this isn't saying much, but my favorite part, I have to admit, I may be in the minority, I liked some of the 4th of July episode. I did. I thought some of it was cute. Some of it was, I didn't get it, maybe because I just hadn't seen any of the movies they were talking about. But,
this to someone yesterday, I don't think the parody on the movies was so much a parody on the movies as it was a parody on days.
I think that, I mean, since my favorite scriptwriter on the show wrote it, I did like some of the humor, and I liked what he did with some of the things, but there were some things that fell flat, some things that worked better than others, I guess you could say, in my opinion. But the thing that I loved the most, I thought was the cutest, was the two Johnnies getting to be on screen together for a change.
Yeah.
And playing the twins that in real life, the twins that felt like they invented Facebook. I thought that was pretty cool. I thought that was cute.
I like that.
And I also thought it was funny that Kinsey, the girl who plays Kinsey, was in The Social Network, and they let her, they had her playing in the scenes that were parodies of a parody of The Social Network. So that was kind of funny, because she said something like, "Oh, that show sounds stupid," or something, and I didn't know till afterwards that she was actually in the movie. So, because I didn't see the movie, but
I don't like Kinsey at all, and I didn't like anything except when they all walked in the pub after it started raining, and Nicole's shoe broke, her $700 shoe, and Kinsey.
Yeah.
Everybody else was whining that she was complaining about it, but Kinsey went over and put her arm around her, and for the first time ever, I liked Kinsey.
Yeah.
Five seconds.
Honestly,
When she started talking about the movies, it was just bored the hell out of me.
See, she used to annoy the heck out of me, but when they actually give her lines where she's sarcastic, I think she's pretty good at delivering. I mean, I think she's pretty funny.
She's good.
They need to give her, if they're going to have her on, they need to give her more of that, because I think she can deliver on that. I think she, normal conversations, she's kind of like, who cares about the character, but she does a good job when she's given comedic material or sarcastic material. I like that aspect. So
some comedic material. Having the word artistic achievement come out of her mouth just made me laugh uncontrollably.
Like,
oh, please give me a break. You're about 12. You act about 12. Those words should not be coming out of your mouth.
No, but so there was some, the only thing that, somebody pointed this out and I felt the same way is, when they leave and Bo says something about, oh, it's nice to catch up with neighbors and everything. I mean, I know they were trying to say that, this whole time that they were having these parodies of the movies, they were all really in there talking to each other and stuff, and this was all just sort of a parallel universe or something, but I kind of like it when they'd have the gatherings where they actually would have conversations with each other.
One of my favorite parts about it is something I haven't heard a single person mention so far, is when Bo and Hope had Sierra. Bo is holding Sierra, and they were talking, and she was talking about, what an ugly duckling she felt like, and Bo took her upstairs, and it was Maggie sitting there with Hope, right? And she turned around and told Hope that she reminded her of the character from All About Eve when she was growing.
Oh, yeah.
I just busted out laughing. I thought, that's perfect. And I haven't heard a single person think that was funny. Mm-hmm. sad. I suspect that an awful lot of people watching this show at the moment didn't even know who she was talking about.
You know, and honestly, I bet you, knowing, since Richard wrote that script, knowing what I know of his writing and all, there are probably a lot of underlying inside joke slash things that you know, if I knew more of them, would have been good. But but you know, I think that there are definitely layers. He always does a good job with ensemble. Like, he's the one that wrote Kate and Stefano. I mean, he did a lot of the Kate and Stefano wedding, and even I think Melanie's wedding, where there was all this stuff going on around it. So, you know, I mean, he's really good at those kind of things. So I give him credit for it, and it was nice to see Dave step out.
Well,
and do something
I have
different.
To say, the only part of the episode that I really didn't like, I wasn't crazy about the Social Network scene, except for having the twins in it and Theo. Otherwise, it kind of bored me.
Oh, yeah.
He was cute. He was cute.
Other than that, the only part of the episode I thought was really bad was having Roman in Hollywood. It was like, what was the point of that?
Yeah, to give Roman something to do.
Was
that was
the tie-in. I think I know.
He probably went into Ken and said, "Damn it, Ken, give me something to do."
The tie-in was really, it didn't work. Maybe it was because they used Roman, and the idea of, you know, if it was supposed to be, you know, ironic that he thinks women are gonna fall all over him or whatever. I don't know. But the idea of the whole thing just was silly.
I have a feeling, just from what I've seen, heard, and whatever, I think the new writers are gonna. I think they're gonna write the women to be a little stronger. I'm hoping.
Oh my God, they are.
It's so strange to have a female head writer who writes women to be so weak and so needy of men and all. I mean, I realize that, you know, soaps have certain elements of that, or, you know, why would people make the stupid mistakes they make if they were, you know, whatever. But I just hate the way they write the women to be so needy. That's why I love Kate so much of the time.
In
she
the
doesn't
90s,
do all that.
Did you?
No, huh?
You didn't watch the show in the 90s.
Uh-oh. So sounds
sadly,
like they were needy
the reason,
in the 90s, too.
Sadly, the reason that Dina writes the way she does is because she learned an awful lot from the person who did that.
Oh, okay. Oh, great. Well, anyway, I'm going to hope
she's a lot worse at it than Riley used to be. But
Riley
ruined Dina for me.
Well, at least you can be thankful. There are some new sets, so that'll be cool. So
Marlena used to be a very strong, independent person.
I remember.
She was married to somebody. She thought for herself, and he ruined that. He totally ruined that. He ruined almost every single character I liked.
Yeah, maybe that's why I didn't watch the 90s.
Which is why
the late 90s, didn't watch a whole lot. The late 90s.
That's why I'm pretty leery about what's coming.
I don't know. I certainly liked Victor and Kate. I thought that was pretty hot. I don't know who wrote that, but I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, not Victor. I meant Victor Webster. Nick, Nicholas, and Kate. Yeah, there we go.
No,
yeah, wait, I was going to say, wait, Victor and Kate went? Okay.
Yeah.
Victor and Kate went.
Victor Webster. But see,
Kate
was corporate Kate.
Character Nicholas.
Yeah.
That might have been the lady who came after Riley. I'm pretty sure. I'm not positive, but I don't think that was Riley. That was after.
Well, I think
like
Marlene
98 or 99
wrote.
Or something.
I think Marlene wrote around that time for, or maybe she wrote all the 90s. I'm not sure, but
there aren't that many women characters that Riley didn't ruin. Kate didn't. There were things that Kate did that I, you know, didn't like, but she didn't get to be this. Well, she was kind of needy at some point.
Yeah,
and he kind of ruined
Vivian
and made her laughing stock instead of the way she used to be when she first came on the show. I can't remember an awful lot of women who didn't. Women and JR, Mr. Riley did not have, his opinion of women just kind of made me ill.
Well, we only have 5 minutes left for the broadcast because we're going to end it at the hour. So unless there's any objections to that.
No. I'm winding down.
At the first sign of Marianne's first yawn, I start, oh, that's a cue. and when people in the chat room start commenting
on it. What are they saying?
No, it was Nikki. Oh, no. Anyway, but with 5 minutes left, I just want to say something about, and talk for a few minutes, just a minute.
In 5 minutes? No.
About AMC, about All My Children and What Life to Live.
And All My Children,
Well,
I've never watched either one, but yeah.
I
guess they're going to save them.
I'm happy for their fans. I hope that their fans aren't disappointed. I hope they can keep the production values and keep a lot of the same actors and everything. Because I know Tom Cassiello had commented on Twitter, since he knows the industry and he knows the ramifications with the unions and all that, it can pose some pretty interesting issues. And he was raising them. I mean, he was happy for the fans, and happy for the industry. And this may work out really, really well. But I think the kind of things I'm hearing is that a lot of the bigger people, bigger stars on there are going to jump ship at some point because
some of those actors are a lot older. What are they going to be doing if they jump ship?
I agree. I don't think they should. I hope they don't. But
some of them might, but I don't think all of them will.
I don't think all of them will. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know a little bit about both of the shows. I don't know a lot, but I just hope. I hope that Prospect Park can keep them going and hopefully keep the same, improve the quality, actually, of some of it. I know people are saying One Life to Live is really great right now.
It is because the guy who's writing it has already gotten a job on GH. So that's the thing for me for One Life to Live. It's not whether they manage to keep some of their bigger stars. It's what's going to happen with the writer. Who really turned it around after Dina got fired and has kept it going.
Which writer? What's the name of the writer? Sorry. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I just didn't know it.
That's bad. Going up with names. That's okay. In my head. And I don't know I haven't.
Guzman's gone, right?
Yeah. He got fired, and somebody who wrote during the strike got hired, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Who, according to magazine covers, and I haven't even actually opened up the magazine to see what the.
I'm happy for the fans.
I find it hard to believe that Maurice is getting fired anytime soon.
What?
They're talking about that the mob isn't going to be the be-all and end-all anymore on GH, so I'll be curious to see. Yeah. I mean, him and Steve Burton practically have a stranglehold on that show. So
yeah, that's true.
We'll see. It'll be curious.
Both of them can have a stranglehold on me anytime. I'm just saying. I don't watch this show right now, but I know both of them. I know who they are. And I wouldn't mind if either of them strangleholded, gave me had a stranglehold on me.
It's a little like YNR. The only person who gets to win is Victor, which gets old.
Oh, there you go.
For a while.
Oh, well, guys, I think it's anything else? Huh?
We only have a minute.
I'm getting ready to push the button. I have the power.
I think it just stopped, yeah. Oh, it was fun.
No, it's still going, but
okay.
I can stop, But I just, was there anything anybody else wanted to say? Anything, last thoughts for the week of the show? I can't think of anything else.
No,
Ellen, you got
see what next week brings.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I'm looking forward to September in a way for the show, but I'm not because that means I'll be back at work. So.
Oh, I hear you. All right. Well, thanks to everyone in the chat room.
Thank you.
Reading your comments
and
thanks for all your feedback. And thanks, guys, for
having a fun evening.
yes, I'm mad with it. Save Jack says, I'm mad with power. And on that note, I'll play Stefano's theme song.
All right.
Night, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.